Two mental health donations lead the charity roundup. Charities receive help across Mid-Essex from donations and fundraising. Two charities supporting young people in Maldon struggling with mental health issues have received a total of £2,500 in funding. Joseph Henry Unwin Sick Poor Fund presented £1,250 to family carers of Brick House Farm in Maldon and another £1,250 to Kids Inspire, which offers a range of therapies providing mental health and emotional well-being support for children and young people from 4 years old to 21 years old. More than 40 clubs and charities operating in and around Dunmo are taking part in the first Dunmo Showcase community event on Saturday, April the 27th. They will be gathered in and around St Mary's Church from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and one of them will be ourselves. Mid-Essex Talking News' Ray Hardesty will be delighted to meet you, your family or friends. Just say hello. Shoppers across Essex are this week being invited to support a fundraising campaign at Tesco stores to aid medical research on food allergies. The supermarket is raising money for the Natasha Allergy Research Foundation by donating 10p from every own brand free from product bought in stores and online. Customers can also contribute by rounding up their shopping total at self-service tills throughout the week. A 25-year-old Maldon woman ran the London Marathon at the weekend to fundraise for the charity which arranged her adoption. Childcare worker Emily Darling was just 18 months old when she arrived in the home of adoptive parents Christina and David Darling with the help of Bernardo's and raised £1,400 before she even started running. Mum Tracy Bacon raised £1,345 for the British Heart Foundation as a thank you for help received after her 17-year-old son has had two heart operations after collapsing on the football pitch. The Halstead 52-year-old took part in the London Landmarks Half Marathon and smashed her personal target of making £350. More than £2,000 has already been raised for a skydive planned by a Heybridge woman and her sister, aiming to thank Specialist Heart Hospital Harefield for treatment given to Rhys Mauer. They plan to carry out the fundraiser on June the 8th.